Hello, kids. This is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。欢迎收听听故事学英文。今天的故事是 What? Giraffe fun facts that will blow your mind. 超级酷的长颈鹿冷知识哦。Before we move on to the story, I have a few words for the grown-ups.
相信家长们在挑童书之前都会上网找一些必买的清单吧。Sandy 彩玉老师就有几个候选名单推荐给大家，像是童书大师 Eric Carle 艾瑞卡尔、皮皮猫 Pete the Cat， 还有 Jory John 的知名系列绘本 The Good Egg 优良蛋等等。即日起到2021年5月16日，敦煌世界绘本节英文绘本全面五折，都可以到敦煌实体门市买到这些知名系列，或是直接上敦煌书局网站选购。我在节目的资讯栏也有放选购网页的连结，分享给各位家长参考哦。
Hello, kids! 透过今天的故事，你会学到很多有关于 giraffe 的超酷的知识哦。Now, giraffe 是一种脖子长长、腿也长长的动物。你知道是什么吗？ It has a really long neck and super long legs and a super long tongue. 你想到了吗？是什么动物呢？没错，就是长颈鹿哦。那故事的名称叫做 Giraffe Fun Facts That Will Blow Your Mind. Fun Facts.Fun, F-U-N, facts, F-A-C-T-S, 指的就是一些很 fun, 很有趣的事实，很有趣的知识。中文我们常常说是冷知识，也就是那些通常大家不会知道，但是很酷，很有趣的事情。Blow your mind, 这个片语字面上翻译过来就是 boom, 把你的脑袋 blow your mind, 把脑袋瓜给炸掉的意思。当然呢，很酷的知识不可能真的把你的小脑袋炸开，所以 it will blow your mind 代表会让你觉得哇，超级的大开眼界，很惊奇，很酷的意思，像是哇，惊呆了这种感觉。 So I'm going to tell you something about giraffes that will blow your mind. Are you ready?
McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a giraffe, G-I-R-A-F-F-E. He's got a long neck and really long legs, G-I-R-A-F-F-E. Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Hello, kids. This is Sandy.我是彩玉老师。第一次听节目的小朋友还有大朋友，不用担心听不懂故事。在正式播放英文故事之前，我都会用中文为大家导读，教你们实用的英文单字还有用法，帮助小朋友降低学英文的焦虑，开开心心的学习哦。 Now today's story is Giraffe Fun Facts That Will Blow Your Mind.让我们一起来认识长颈鹿这种很酷的动物哦。故事是这样开始的。
I'm sure you know a lot about giraffes.
我相信小朋友一定已经知道很多有关于长颈鹿的事情了。比方说，你一定知道 A giraffe has a long neck.
Neck, N-E-C-K, neck.是脖子的意思。Long, L-O-N-G, long,
就是好长哦。
It has a long neck, right?
脖子好长好长的长颈鹿。
And it has long legs.
它的腿也好长好长哦。
Leg, L-E-G, leg,
指的是你整条腿。
大腿、小腿还有脚这一整条就称为 leg.
And a giraffe has long legs.
这个我相信只要你有看过图片一定可以观察得出来。不过呀
here are more cool facts about them that will blow your mind.
我还要告诉你其他一些关于长颈鹿超酷的事情。
Facts.F-A-C-T, fact,
原本指的是事实，一些真实的事情。Some cool facts, 就是关于长颈鹿的一些很酷的真的知识。一定会让你觉得，哇，真的吗？超级厉害的哦。
Did you know?
你知道吗？
A giraffe's tongue is so long that it can lick its ears.
长颈鹿的舌头好长，长到可以舔到自己的耳朵。
Isn't that amazing?
长颈鹿的 tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue, 这个字是舌头的意思。它的舌头超级长的。那这一个字的拼字比较奇怪一点
T-O-N-G-U-E
发音是发 Tongue Tongue 不是 Tongue 或是 Tongue 而是 Tongue Tongue
It is so long that it can lick its ears
它的舌头长到可以舔它自己的耳朵呢那在故事里面就有一个小朋友问长颈鹿先生说
Mr. Giraffe, why is your tongue so long?
长颈鹿先生,为什么你的舌头那么长呢?
Do you use it to pick your ears?
你是拿你的舌头来挖耳朵吗?这当然是在开玩笑啊。这个 ear,E-A-R, 就是耳朵。那关于 pick your ear, pick, P-I-C-K, pick your ear, 挖耳朵通常我们不会这么说。我们拿棉花棒清理耳朵或是把耳朵里面脏脏的东西弄干净把耳屎清出来通常会讲 clean your ears, 用 clean, C-L-E-A-N, clean,清理这个字可是有一些小朋友可能会有喜欢挖鼻子的习惯这个时候大人就会跟你说 Oh no 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 Do not pick your nose Pick your nose 就是挖鼻孔不要挖鼻子哦这样子不卫生而且鼻子会受伤呢 Alright 那现在让我们回到故事里面
Why is the giraffe'sTongue so long.
舌头这么长是拿来挖耳朵用的吗?
Well, of course not.
当然不是啊。
That would be funny.
用舌头挖耳朵,这样看起来也太可笑了吧。长颈鹿先生回答说,
My tongue is so long that I can reach the tastiest leaves in the tall tree.
In the tall trees. 我的舌头这么的长是因为这样我才吃得到高高的树上最嫩最美味的树叶啊。这里有一个很实用的形容词是 tastiest. Tastiest 是从 tasty, T-A-S-T-Y, tasty 这个字来的。Tasty 是好美味很好吃的意思。那把 Y 去掉加上 I-E-S-T Tastiest 就是最最最最好吃最美味的意思所以原来是这样啊
Mr. Giraffe has a long tongue so he can reach the leaves in the tall trees Did you know?
你知道吗?
A mama giraffe gives birthStanding up!
长颈鹿妈妈是站着生宝宝的哟。
Oh, wow, that is cool.
天哪，也太厉害了吧。
Just imagine the very first thing that happens to you is to fall to the ground. Poof!
你想象一下
,just imagine,
在脑海中想一下这个画面。如果你就是那一只长颈鹿宝宝
,the very first thing that happens to you,
在你人生中一出生碰到的第一件事情就是啊
is to fall to the ground,
就是从半空中咻蹦掉到地上诶。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象得到吗孩子们
?Bump,
砰的一声掉在地上哦。那接着这个故事就这样描述说
,A baby giraffe has just been born.
一只长颈鹿宝宝出生了。宝宝出生，我们会用英文这样表达
：A baby is born.
B O R N, born 就是出生。那这个字 born， 你可以这样造句
：I was born in July.
我是七月份出生的。或是
My baby sister was born last night.
我的妹妹昨天晚上出生了。或是
The baby giraffe was born.
小长颈鹿宝宝出生了。那故事里的小长颈鹿宝宝砰的一声掉在地上。他说啊
,Ouch, that hurts.
嗷，好痛哦。一个小孩看到长颈鹿宝宝从妈妈的肚子里掉出来。他很关心地问说Are you okay? 你还好吗？你有没有怎么样？有没有受伤呢？这个长颈鹿宝宝就回答说
Oh, don't worry.
不要担心啦，我没事。
Don't worry.
Worry 是担心的意思。所以当你对别人说
Oh, don't worry.
不要担心我，我没事。不要烦恼。
I just need a little time.
我只是需要一点点的时间来去适应而已。
I will be standing up.
我等等就会自己站起来咯。
In an hour.
就是在一个小时之内，不用到一个小时的时间，我就会自己站起来了哟。
Did you know?
你知道吗？
Giraffes don't sleep more than 5 minutes.At a time.
长颈鹿睡觉一次最多不会睡超过5分钟哦。
No way!
什么？真的假的？不可能啦！
No way!
当你听到一件事情让你觉得超级不可思议的时候，你就可以这样回答说
What? No way!
什么？真的假的？太夸张了吧
！No way！
这时候，故事里面一只正在睡觉的长颈鹿，它醒了过来。长颈鹿先生，打了个哈欠，问小朋友说
：“How long have I been sleeping？” 不好意思，小朋友啊，我刚刚到底睡了多久啊？
How long have I been sleeping?
到底睡了多久呢？小朋友回答说
Like, three or four minutes?
你刚刚大概睡了差不多3到4分钟吧。
Minute, M-I-N-U-T-E, minute,
是分钟。
3 minutes or 4 minutes?
3或4分钟吧。那小朋友，你想想看，一个小时，小时是用 hour, H-O-U-R。一个小时有几分钟呢？
How many minutes in an hour?
没错， an hour is 60 minutes.一个小时有60分钟哦。
故事里的长颈鹿先生睡了一会儿之后就起床了。他说呀，
哦，睡了3-4分钟，喵， gotta get up， 我睡饱了，该起床咯。
小朋友着急地问说啊，aren't you still tired？ 你不会累吗？你只睡这样够吗？你有睡饱吗？长颈鹿一脸精神奕奕地回答，
Nope, I feel good。 哦，不用，不用再睡了，我现在感觉超有精神。 I feel good， 我感觉啊，超棒的。 I'm filled with energy again， 我好像又充满精神了呢。
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible, I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E, incredible,
就是好惊人，很不可思议的意思。 That's incredible, 真是太厉害，太惊人，太妙了，哇！那 incredible 这个字，小朋友其实常常在电影里面都会听到，像是一个很有名的动画《超人特工队》，英文的片名就叫做The Incredibles， 还有啊，很有名的复仇者联盟里面的绿巨人浩克，他的英文就叫做 The Incredible Hulk。 所以长颈鹿这种动物真是太厉害，太奇妙了。 You're right, giraffes are super amazing animals. Amazing, A-M-A-Z-I-N-GAmazing 跟刚刚那一个 incredible 这两个形容词大概都是同样的意思，所有超级好超级棒的事情你都可以用这两个字来形容， incredible 或是 amazing。 像是你吃了一顿超棒超美味的东西，别人问你说 Hey, how's the food? 今天的食物好吃吗？你可以回答Oh, amazing, 超棒，超好吃。或者是你去看了一场很厉害的魔术表演，有人问你说 Hey, how's the show? 节目如何啊？好看吗？你可以回答 Incredible, 都是超赞，超棒的意思哦。那以上就是今天的长颈鹿冷知识的故事，希望小朋友会喜欢。接下来我们就要准备好要听全英文的故事咯。Hello kids, this is Sandy, 我是彩玉老师。Today's story is, What? Giraffe fun facts that will blow your mind. And it was written by me.
I'm sure you know a lot about giraffes. The animal with a long neck and long legs. However, here are more cool facts about them that will blow your mind.
Did you know? A giraffe's tongue is so long that it can lick its ears. What? That is strange.
Mr. Giraffe, why is your tongue so long? Do you use it to pick your ears?
Of course not.
That would be funny.
My tongue is so long so I can reach the tastiest leaves in the tall trees.
Did you know?A mama giraffe gives birth standing up.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
Just imagine the very first thing that happens to you is to fall to the ground. Bump. A baby giraffe has just been born.
Ouch!That hurts.
Are you okay?
Oh, don't worry. I just need a little time.
I will be standing up in an hour.
Did you know? Giraffes don't sleep more than 5 minutes at a time.
No way!
How long have I been sleeping?
Like 3 or 4 minutes?
Yawn. Gotta get up.
Aren't you still tired?
Nope. I feel good. I'm filled with energy again.
That's incredible.
You're right. We giraffes are super amazing animals.
Hi, this is Andy. 我是彩玉老师。希望今天长颈鹿冷知识的故事为你带来很美好的时光。谢谢各位大朋友、小朋友，还有家长、老师们成为我的听众。现在听故事学英文这个节目已经持续了33周不间断，每周都有一篇免费的故事提供给大家收听。接下来呀，我还有好多好多的计划想要为想学英文的小朋友来实现，也想让更多小朋友可以听到好听的故事，再也不要害怕学英文了。所以呢，你可以用以下的方式支持我：一，帮我按下关注或订阅；二，给我5颗星的评分；三，留言鼓励我，也让其他看到留言的听众知道你很喜欢我的节目；四，如果你有加入 Facebook 或是 Line 的群组跟社团，邀请大家在你所属的社团、群组或是粉丝专页帮我大力的推广这个 Podcast； 五，加入 Sandy 彩玉老师的 Facebook 粉丝专页或是追踪我的 Instagram。在这一条创作的路上真的很不容易，请大家继续支持我，让我有足够的资源可以为大朋友小朋友继续创作英文故事哦。 Well, thanks for listening, and that's all for today. Thanks for listening to my story, and I hope to see you in the next episode. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Donald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a giraffe, G-I-R-A-F-F-E. He's got a long neck and really long legs, G-I-R-A-F-F-E. Old MacDonald had a farm,